on DGS. Dave is out for the week, so he'll be back next week. Everybody else here, as usual, 1 o'clock hour. Hi, guys.
Hi, Wheels.
Did we all have fun yesterday?
Oh, my gosh.
I had way too much fun
yesterday. What happened yesterday?
I was so glad.
Oh, work out.
We all.
No one answered.
You tell us, Ronj.
Not a great time.
Ronj was late to work today. And
like 10 minutes.
10 minutes later than late. And so I texted him, are you alive? Because I thought he probably was.
Are you
alive? But there was a non-zero chance that he had decided to fly or something and fallen off one of the buildings down here.
I wouldn't have done that.
I'll tell you what, though. You almost did it at our office party.
That would have been fun.
So,
tell you what.
Yeah.
Had a great time. Had a really great time. And the Cardinals got a win.
I know.
You couldn't ask for anything more in an opener.
It was so much fun.
Except maybe a little sun would have been nice. Otherwise,
you know what,
good.
Though? When it next year, when it will inevitably be 98 degrees with 117% humidity, you'll be thinking back to this year fondly.
I mean, it won't be that hot. That'll never happen. It won't, but I'd rather it be a little cooler than to be 100. I know I'm different in that way. A lot of people prefer the heat.
Well, for baseball, I do.
Yeah, you can miss me on that.
For football, this is better. Like, you know, the chilliness is better.
Yeah.
A little more entertaining. It's a good time, though.
Pretty
chill. Everything went well on Kegs and Eggs.
Saw the horses.
All the guests were great. We saw Clydesdales and Hall of Famers, and the Cardinals won, so woo.
We got to meet a horse.
You did?
You can't meet a baby, but you can meet a horse.
No, you can't.
I met Jack the Clydesdale. Amy and I both met Jack the Clydesdale.
I think you can
magnificent creature.
You can meet animals. They recognize you're there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, animals know you.
Yeah, babies don't, but animals do.
Babies know you, Ron. You got to be around more babies.
Jack the Clydesdale was...
awesome. Spectacular.
Magnificent.
Spectacular.
Do you know, and it was funny...
Was he one of the ones making the tour, or was he a separate
Well,
one?
They brought him up to the Kegs and Eggs tent.
Yeah.
Early on, right at about 10 o'clock.
Yeah, and they were saying that, you know, like, they get their hair done, they get washed and cleaned and brushed perfectly, and the white socks, you know, on the Clydesdales, they want to get those pristine. And I made a joke, do you follow them around with one of those Tide spot pens? And the handler for Jack...
Yeah, Chris.
Chris said, yeah, we kind of do, actually. We have stuff... you know, cleaner that we can clean up their socks if they get dirty on the way to the stadium.
Very nice.
It's pretty cool, man.
Only the best.
Fun fact.
Their socks are cleaner than my socks. That's good.
Oh, I bet you reuse socks, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
No, you don't.
Oh,
come
don't
on.
Do that.
How many days?
You sweat.
How
like
many days in a row do you wear socks?
I don't. I was just trying to get a reaction.
Andrew, how many days in a row do you wear socks?
Which I got.
I don't
know. I didn't have the mic on. How many days are in a month?
No. I heard like you can sweat like a
31.
Half a cup of sweat out of your feet a day.
No, I don't reuse anything that's making contact with the skin fully. Like, you know, like you're going to reuse underwear.
Why
socks.
Was that so much worse?
I don't know.
I've never heard it said like that.
Well, I know.
Like, for example, like hoodies, I will wear endlessly without washing because I have a shirt underneath. There's
endlessly.
A layer. Yeah.
Endlessly.
Jeans, I will wear a lot for many weeks before I
you
wash them.
You have pants that under your jeans?
What?
You have pants under your jeans?
No, underwear, Amy.
Yeah, but
it's
your legs touch
your
pants.
Yeah, but the knees and stuff aren't dirty.
Yes, well, they are.
Yeah, they are.
Are they dirty if they're covered with
pants? I'll tell you what, though. That's what jeans experts always say, that you should go 10 to 15 times before you wash them.
Put them in the freezer.
No, I'm
that's
not doing that.
That's what you're supposed to do.
Wash your jeans.
Rather than wash your jeans,
wash your jeans.
I mean, I do wash them, but I mean... I don't know. How often do you guys wash your jeans? I would say probably every 3 weeks.
At the most, I'll wear them like, very most, I'll wear them 3 times in a row.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm kind of the same way. I don't go much longer than that because then they get all stretched out.
Or unless you go somewhere like the ball game, which is a ton of fun, but those jeans immediately.
No, those are done.
Yeah,
and in the summer, it's not that. In the summer, it's once because I sweat.
But I also, like... If I, like, you know, you get home sometimes in the middle of the day, like, let's say you're exhausted, you have to lie down. I can't wear my work pants.
On your couch?
Yes.
I can't either.
I know. It grosses me out because there's so
many. These chairs?
So many butts in these chairs.
These chairs were in the old building.
Oh, I can't even think about the people
they
sitting.
They are closed butts,
I shouldn't
guys.
Put it that way. That sounds really mean. But if I think about how many people have been sitting in these chairs, I'm like, I'm just going to stay.
I think Harry Carey sat in these chairs.
They're wearing clothes.
Yeah, but not everybody.
Yeah, I don't know, man. People,
I mean, if they weren't, I could get what you mean.
Not everybody wears underwear.
Well, I mean,
And then that's like, That's too close.
That's way too
one
close.
Layer.
That's one layer.
One
is
layer
not
less.
Enough.
You need that extra layer of really layer. Thin material.
Think about how many different butts have been on an office chair. And ours are probably 20 years old.
I mean,
oh, yeah. So many butts.
It doesn't last.
What doesn't last?
Mean? It's not like there's 20-year-old butt on your chair.
Oh, yes, there is.
There have been so many farts buried into these chairs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry,
you
I
are
hate
correct.
To be the one to say
listen,
it,
what are you
all
just keep turning and looking at me for? Both of them. Keep turning around and looking at me whenever they say ancient butt farting.
Well, if anyone knows about dirty bottoms.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think that gets into plastic.
These aren't plastic. These are
mesh.
These are cushioned
material.
Yeah, but right there's
they're
mesh. So there's
absorb.
Air. It's gonna go right through.
Built to absorb.
No, they're
yeah.
built. Like,
really?
Our chairs are
really?
Mesh, so they're built to like it's. It, they're like to let air flow.
If
continue.
You think it's fine, then put your face on it.
Right. When?
Right now.
Okay.
Put your
chair.
No.
Put your nose.
Don't do it.
Come on!
You did it. He put his face where the butts go.
I am so offended.
It was so worth it to get that reaction.
That's just where Chris's butt was.
Yeah, my butt was there for 4 hours,
just
man.
Sitting there.
Well, guess I'm dead then.
Yeah, I haven't showered since Tuesday.
This is day three of
listen,
the 3 days.
First of all, that is absolutely
wearing the underwear for a month.
Not a concern for me. You guys all are like, I don't want to touch anything.
How is that not a concern? What is the matter with you?
I feel sick to my stomach.
That was really gross. Kevin put his face on the chair.
To be fair,
on the
it was,
office chair.
To be fair, it's just the forehead.
But it doesn't
I don't know
matter.
Why. Yeah, the bed doesn't comfort me.
No, yeah.
I mean.
I don't feel comforted either. Thank you, Rachel, for saying
when
that.
If you go to the pool, you know, the old school pool chairs that have the strips of plastic or rubber, whatever, you can fall through them.
You guys ever go?
Yeah.
I have to cover multiple towels to cover those. I cannot touch the plastic.
Have you guys ever gone into a pool?
Yeah.
Then you've done way worse than I just did.
No, because pools have chlorine.
Yeah. And also pee.
Yeah, but the chlorine
lots of other things.
Kills it.
Huh? Yeah, chlorine kills the
not
pee.
Not instantly.
I've gotten worse as I've gotten older, though, because I just, well, one, I feel like I don't have as
you
many
ever been
opportunities
in a lake?
To go swimming. No, I boycott.
You've never been in a lake?
No, I have, but I had been since
you've
I was.
You've been in a lake or an ocean, you did worse than what I just did.
But I was 12.
No, so, Kevin.
Yeah, you did. There's fish poop in there.
Yeah, but there's a natural
and,
filtration process
sure
that happens in large
yourself.
Bodies of water.
Yeah, you tell yourself that.
Chlorine.
Whatever makes you feel better,
lakes
buddy.
Lakes gross me out. Lakes scare me.
Well, I'm not drinking the water.
No. Well, not intentionally.
No.
It's getting in your nose.
Well, actually, depending on the lake might serve as the water source for the town.
Well, like,
yeah, but usually that's after it goes through
not
a facility.
Lakes. Not all lakes are equal because like Table Rock Lake, they don't allow boats or boats or whatever. So it's way cleaner.
Yeah, that's another thing. You're right. You got
Lake
you
of
got
the
like you'll have like exhaust from boats and fuel that leaks.
Don't
and oil
wear a white
and
swimsuit to the Lake of the Ozarks because that swimsuit will be stained from the lake.
Who wears white swimsuits?
A lot of people.
Do they?
Yeah. Well, girls probably. I don't know. White swim trunks for a guy.
Probably a little risky. Or risque.
Tell you what is kind of gross.
And risque.
Ooh.
Like some of those bars that have the pool bar.
Nope. Never.
In the Ozarks?
No.
And you have like 100 people like standing in waist deep water?
Backwater jet.
You ever see that?
No.
Okay, you would never do that. Not
that's
even like
that's
in college,
crazy. That's too many people. No, that's too many people.
Even then? Yeah. Even in college, you would have been that way?
Dude, well, I'm so sorry. I was answering an email.
You went to a pool bar, right?
Yeah, I went to a swimming pool. No. It was fun.
Were there like 100 people in the pool?
No, there was like 3 people in the pool.
Okay, that's different. That's fine.
It was like me and my wife and then like nobody but the bartenders, I guess.
I'm not gonna lie, man. Of all the things, I went to college in Florida, so I didn't ever go to spring break in college because you didn't need to. But I would never go to the spring break places because it just looks
gross.
Terrible and awful and boring. And I don't need like drunk people all up on me and stuff.
Does not look pleasant.
No,
I wouldn't say boring's the right word, but it just there's a little ick.
Yeah, a lot of ick.
I don't even like taking a bath. I don't take baths. And like when I'm like with running, like you have to take an ice bath. I just keep my running shorts on because there's something about your butt on the bathtub floor that feels weird.
I remember one time.
It feels weird. I don't like it. It's gross.
Isn't it really? It's really interesting to me when somebody thinks that they are keeping the high ground, but reveal like that they are way worse than everyone else. to be like that is so disgusting to sniff someone else's chair. I won't even put my actual butt on my own bathtub.
This is all about perspective, weird. And this is why I am not grossed out by a lot of the things you guys are because of the way that I grew up and you know like that. I've seen some stuff. Let's just put it that way. But like you're like weirded out by a bathtub, but runners pee in front of everyone else all the time in the middle of races and before races.
Because you're just like peeing in the woods and
I get it, but like...
Yeah, that's a weird thing.
In that world, it's not weird, but to everyone else...
I think it's illegal.
And that's pretty weird to anybody else. Like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to go over here.
I had to do that one time in the Grandma's Marathon because... there's like the elite corral, right? Like the front, but there were no bathrooms there because the way it's set up, they were far away and we didn't have enough time. So everyone is what you have in the beginning of a marathon is you have the elites like sprinting away, you know, ahead and back just doing your warm up sprints. And I was like, I have to go right here. So I just had a friend stand
but
in front of me.
You don't like bathtubs.
Well, because that's a texture thing.
I got you. I get what you mean.
Do people go while they're actually running, not stop?
I've seen pictures that look really, really awful of runners just continuing to run.
I know two women. I don't know any guys who have done that. I know two women who said they have, but I not to be gross, I don't know how because I don't have the muscle. Like your muscles don't work that way. I don't know. I could not, if I wanted to, keep running.
Well, because you know what, like what human beings, the way we evolved would be, you just stop for that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nobody just runs through
that. But I get
it.
That's the weird thing is you would never in any other circumstance, like I would die. If I had to do that at KMOX,
I think a lot of other people might die as well.
I would just absolutely die.
Ranji would drop dead.
Like that, what's the movie, Dirty Rotten Scoundrels?
Can I use
the bathroom?
May I use the bathroom?
Thank you.
Why is the cork on the fork?
Root wreck the monkey boy. Bing! All right, so headline CNN, rare earthquake hits the East Coast.
Well, it doesn't really happen there a lot.
No, I get it, but like I was listening. I tuned out from you guys for a second. I was checking in on MLB Network Radio. My buddy Mike Farron.
Hey, Amy tuned out at 10:15.
Yeah, there you go. And my buddy Mike Farron over there made a joke. He said, "Yeah, there was an earthquake near New York, so that's all anybody has to talk about now because you know that happens in California like on a daily basis or on a weekly basis, and they just keep on living. Everybody moves their thing. It happens there, and anybody barely feels it. You're showing a Ring camera video where you can't even tell anything's happening.
So this news, it was ABC7 in Chicago posted this video of a Ring doorbell, and I watched all 40 seconds of it and said, "What happened?" And it's like this very minor, like maybe the tree's moving.
Yeah.
It's not a thing, guys.
Like, is it windy?
Well, it looks like nothing.
I saw another news organization said a security camera captures the moment the earthquake hit and startles this family's dog. And the dog is like standing there, and then for a couple seconds, it like looks side to side, like what's going on, and then it goes back to sleep. This is incredible.
I feel like the way they are covering this earthquake is like what happens in Arizona when it rains.
Yeah.
They don't know what to do.
Right.
They're like, oh, God.
Oh my God, it's
what
raining.
Was that?
Rain? Except that when it happens in New York, the networks all lose their minds because they're all based out there. So when it happens to them, it's a big deal. And like, okay, guys, you know.
Except for CNN's Atlanta, and I always forget that.
Yeah.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Walked right past the building on the way to the Mercedes-Benz Stadium where the Falcons play. It's right next to it.
And stuff there.
Yeah.
My brother used to work there back in the day when they had the CNNSI, the sports thing.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, he used to do some of that stuff. He was a producer there. And then we did the tour once, and they do the spot where you can go into the, like they got a mock weather screen, and you can do the forecast and... I did the forecast and it was great.
Oh,
did,
fun.
It was great.
You have a passion for weather, don't you, Wheels?
Yeah, I'm a weather spotter.
You'd be a great weatherman, though. Because
I'm a porch storm chaser.
No matter what the weather is, you'd be like, it's fine. I've seen worse.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's fine.
He wouldn't lose his mind like, is it Santori?
Where's our audio?
The thunder snow guy.
What was that? When he gets the thunder snow, he's like, oh, baby!
There it is.
That's the best, dude.
Second time.
Oh, yeah! He could not. There was nobody at Busch Stadium more excited yesterday in the seventh inning with the 5-run rally than Jim Cantore was for Thundersnow.
Yeah.
He was like losing it.
So great.
It was the best.
I have experienced Thundersnow once. Yeah.
Didn't we have it here a few weeks ago?
Not that long ago. Yeah.
I don't remember that.
I think we did.
I think he was just excited they caught it on camera.
Yeah.
Because obviously, I think most people have seen it or been around it.
We were skiing one time and there was thunder snow. And I will say, everything's a little bit scarier on a mountain because you're not messing around up there. Like when things go wrong on the mountain, it goes really, really wrong. But it was crazy.
Amy sounds like a mountaineer. Listen, when it goes bad on the mountain,
it goes.
The
really
mountain comes to life, and you don't like that.
It does. It's like because the mountains are always like fun. You died. Like there's no in between.
That's true.
It is.
You had so much fun.
I mean, it is.
It's either ice or falling or a cougar. It's all kinds of stuff.
I mean, skiers hit trees, or there's a bear, or you take a wrong turn. And they're like, well, this guy's been missing for 27 days.
Lost in the wilderness.
Yeah, it is. It's fun, death.
You should put Amy, put in or death. Death doesn't always follow.
It's not
sometimes
inevitable.
It's not that fun.
I don't think I'd want to. That's not a way I'd want to die, by hitting a tree skiing.
I know, because it's kind of funny. Get so much crap in Chicago for that. People would be sad, but also it would be funny.
Idiot hit a tree skiing.
Raunchy would do that.
Yeah. What a dummy.
Probably forgot his glasses.
That's how the actress Natasha Richardson died. The mom in The Parent Trap, Liam Neeson's wife.
Ugh. Cool.
Way to bring it down, Amy.
Sorry.
Sonny Bono.
Is that what happened to Sonny Bono?
Yes. Yeah. You knew that.
I'm sure I did at some point.
You knew that.
I'm sure I knew that at some
Rachel
point.
Rachel knew that. You knew that.
I did not know that.
I was out of the loop with Sonny.
Yeah, what happened
to
Sonny
Bono?
Not to know. Is it
Andrew, you knew that?
Yeah. No.
You didn't?
No. Yes, no. You did. Everybody
I don't exactly
knows
know
that.
Who Sonny Bono is.
Yeah, no
Sonny
disrespect.
And Cher.
No disrespect to Sonny Bono. Is he the least talented famous person ever?
Damn.
Is he the least talented Bono or Bono?
Well, yeah, by a lot.
By a lot there. But I mean, like, if he hadn't, like, married Cher, nobody would know who Sonny was. There would be no Sonny on tour. It was Sonny and Cher, because Cher was the star.
I actually don't.
And Sonny was just a creepy
looking. He was in Congress, wasn't he?
Later, because he was famous from Sonny and Cher.
So wait, was Cher famous before she married Sonny Bono? I actually don't know the Sonny Bono story.
I don't think so.
I thought he discovered her.
I think he did. It's kind of like, I'm not alleging any abuse like the Ike and Tina Turner, but like nobody knows Ike Turner without Tina, and nobody knows Sonny without Cher. If they don't glom onto the talent, nobody knows those two dudes.
Yeah. It's like Diddy, just glomming on the talent. That's what he did.
Wait, what?
All these other people around him were the talented ones, not him.
Is it always negative when you glom?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't glom.
Is there a good glom?
There's no good glomming.
Because it's...
No.
Because you'd be, like, welcomed in. It wouldn't be, like, glomming is like...
Yeah, if I said, my friend Amy's going to glom onto us today. She's going to be part of the group. They'll be like, ew, I don't want her here.
Coming up on 135 on a Friday, DGS here. Dave is out. Everybody else here for now. We'll have Sue Thomas joining us in the 2 o'clock hour. Dave Murray at 3:30. George Mahey in the 4 o'clock hour. Also, 4:30, we got Mark Mulder today. So that'll be good times. Yeah. Mark's, he does the celebrity golf things. And he's participating in one coming up that's going to be on TV. But
cool.
I'm sure we'll talk some cards, too. I mean, you know, he's done a couple of opening days. Yeah. There's not a couple of opening. So, Mark Mulder coming up a little bit later on as well. Speaking of opening day, I almost got hit by a car yesterday.
Really?
Did you yell at it?
I did.
Yeah. Did it have a Hall of Famer in it?
Did anybody else see it?
Yeah, a lot of people did. So, when I was leaving the game, I'm in the right in this one. And also... I didn't really yell. I said, what the blank, and then that's it.
What's so funny, Ron?
I don't know. I'm just thinking of somebody running like, there's a leprechaun yelling at a car.
What does it mean to you guys when you come to an intersection and the red light is blinking?
Stop sign.
It's a stop sign. Guess who didn't stop? The jamoke that almost hit me.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
That sounds like a make or model of a car.
Yeah.
1997 jamoke.
And this guy gives me the evil eye. He's like, what are you doing? Like, gestured wildly to the light. Like, ugh.
Was it Ranji? Because he also
remember that time
pedestrian when the pedestrian had the right of way.
You guys heard that story, like, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
You're right outside a ballpark. It's crowded. There's cars everywhere. There's flashing lights because it's a crowded situation. It's a stop sign. What are you doing?
It's awesome.
Very unlike St. Louis.
Yeah. This guy looked like an out-of-towner. He just looked like a I don't know what I'm doing kind of guy.
I did almost get hit, but the woman felt terrible. So
that makes it better.
I was carrying pillows up to out of my car. I was parked on the street, and I grabbed some pillows out of my car to bring them up to my apartment. So I was it was a parallel parking situation, and as I was walking up next to another car, she just started to pull out. Totally didn't see me, and like swerved to go into the lane, and I jumped back, at which point she saw me, and you know how they just, she white, like her face was just ashen, and she's like, I'm so sorry, and I'm like, it's okay, but it was so close to a 0-5 situation where I would have gotten hit by a car going 5 miles an hour. That would happen. But thankfully, she was carrying pillows, which cushioned her fall.
I mean, I'm not even exaggerating. That simple acknowledgement is all that's necessary. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, my bad.
Because then I felt bad because she looked like she was going to cry. She looked so upset.
Well, she almost hit you.
I know. She really did.
That would have ruined her day, probably.
But imagine the ring video of a car. Day,
no, the driver. Because you have to carry that with you.
Well, just think. Imagine if she had hit me.
As I hit somebody
to the physical damage.
Yeah,
that you do.
I'm worried about Amy. I'm worried about that poor driver.
But she hit me. Let's say she hit me at 4 miles an hour. I fall back, drop the pillows, land on the pillows. Everyone's okay. That would go viral. That's a good video.
What? I just want to go viral. But Andrew's never gone viral. Rachel, you ever gone viral?
I have not.
That sounds awful.
Have you?
It does sound terrible.
Me?
You ever had a take that went big?
Oh, sure. I had some good. I've had a couple of bangers.
Yeah. I mean, for us, it's typically just in our little world, in our, you know, sports world or whatever.
He's gone viral in Chicago.
Did I?
Yeah.
For what?
I don't know.
Okay. I'm sure you have.
Yeah, probably.
Some snarky thing.
Yeah.
That sounds about right. Those are the best ones.
Sounds about right.
I agree with Dave. I know I've heard Glover say it as well, that going viral is his worst fear. And that's how I fear. I feel. I'm so afraid of internet people.
Which is funny because that's
Amy,
like
they're
all
just people.
The higher ups
not.
Want us to do now. Like they want us to go viral. Like that would be like the best thing for the show, right?
Yeah.
As if
it's
like
because
something
it's...
went national.
But we've
national.
Had conversations like I've gotten in trouble. They're like, if you're afraid to go viral, you're in the wrong business.
Yeah.
But I'm so afraid.
Well, it's also about what
viral.
Are you going viral for.
Right. Well, it's the best advertising, quite frankly,
absolutely.
For us.
It's free.
And it's free. Because, you know, the traditional way of doing things with billboards and stuff like that, I don't know if that helps, right? It's
I mean, it
about,
hurt.
It doesn't hurt.
But it costs
like
money. It's about the balance of
costs,
the reward, right?
Yeah, it costs money. And this can, you know, if you do something right and it ends up on social media and does really well, it reaches so many people.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so what Amy's talking about is you don't want to go viral for something embarrassing.
No, I don't want to go viral
for
anything.
Or with people mad at you.
No, anything.
Well, just don't have bad opinions and it won't happen.
Even if it was some sweet thing, you're like, oh, you saved a puppy and Amy goes viral. You don't want that?
Still be mean.
They'll milkshake duck you, too. They'll like look in and be like, oh, this woman, they'll find out, you know, I'm pro-life or something. Like, this woman hates women, hates women's rights. And then they'll be like, oh, she's terrible.
Here's what happens. If you just stop having bad opinions, you don't have to worry about stuff like that.
Or you could just not care what people think.
Yeah.
I don't want to get attacked.
Attacked by what?
By Joe?
Somebody on their phone?
You don't want to get attacked by Joe 947-3824?
Yeah, I'm afraid I'm going to have a really, really clever tweet. It's why I hold back all my clever tweets. And I'm going to have a really clever one that's so funny, it is universally acknowledged as funny. It goes viral, and then people are like, there she is. She's terrible. And then I get attacked one day. That is my fear. It's right up there with radon. Ronge is afraid
radon
of radon.
Radon will actually hurt you.
What is this, 1985?
For some reason, I'm not still afraid of it.
It was such a thing back in the 1980s.
That's what I was telling Amy. In the 80s, there were commercials
Rachel, have you ever been
all
heard
the time.
Of radon?
I'm not familiar. I'm sorry.
Explain it, Ron.
It's a radioactive gas that comes up from the ground.
Oh, that sounds unpleasant.
And you're
unpleasant.
Supposed to have your home tested for radon. And there used to be PSAs and, you know, commercials and spots on the news about you better get your home tested.
I forgot about radon, but people really
it
do
will
test
kill you.
Because a family member bought a new house and the radon levels were exceedingly hazardous.
Uh-oh.
So three, I don't know what this means. All I know is three and above is considered hazardous.
Three what?
I don't know. Just
radons.
Three radons?
Three radons.
They had 10 radons.
10 radons?
I'm not even joking. They
so three is bad. They had 10?
10 Damn. Radons. And they said you need it. So they had to get a new pump.
That is so many radons.
Somebody scientific is out there just shaking their head like, these idiots.
Oh, man.
I don't know
man.
What the hell they're talking
the
about.
Voice of St. Louis.
Well, all I know is that 10, that's a lot of radons.
No, I'm actually 10? Not joking because I texted her when we talked about this.
That's
I
triple
said,
the limit.
I know. I said, hey, did you get
oh,
the radon
goodness.
Fixed? She said, yeah, there's a new pump. They got it cleared out. They got it retested.
Oh.
I said, how bad was it? She said, three and above is considered hazardous, and they had 10 radons.
Radon is apparently measured in units of picocuries.
I knew that. It's so uranium, it's, right? It's decomposing uranium, or not
know.
Decomposing. Is that what they call it?
Yeah.
Uranium, maybe.
I know, that's what I said.
Not my uranium.
Not my uranium.
Uranium is a little, it's decomposing. That's what it is. It's naturally occurring decomposing uranium.
Picocuries sounds also like a Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Yeah. Or is it a picocurie?
I don't know.
Whatever. It's a pico. Yeah.
Andrew, you ever heard of radon?
Yeah.
Are you afraid of it?
Yeah, I have a radon detector up on
my
vent.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, wow.
It's sitting on a vent in my home.
See, this guy won't even take care of a mouse, but he's out on the lookout
well,
for
Well, the mouse
radon.
Isn't going to kill him.
Well, put it this way. If he starts finding dead mice, he knows he's got too much radon.
Hmm.
That's a good point. Or a cat.
What's been going on with the mice?
I haven't seen one in a while. Knock on wood. I haven't seen one in quite some time. So I think maybe she caught them all.
Nice.
Cat doing the job.
Yeah.
Good job.
I did not expect her to be a little mouser. She's not. She's
a
very
mouser.
She's very cowardly.
The cowardly cat.
Yeah.
There's your children's book.
That's
the cowardly cat
book.
And the house full of mice.
She's very afraid of everything. She acts like everything's going to hurt her, which is very funny because she's never experienced pain even once in her entire life.
Like Larry Elder.
Like
she's
Larry
just
Elder.
Overly
so,
cautious.
Yeah, she's overly
I've
cautious.
I've never experienced pain till I had it.
I didn't know pain could bother people until I had pain. That's why I get Relief Factor. He's
like
100
me.
Years old.
That's
he never
so
knew
funny.
Pain could affect people. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
sorry,
no,
yeah.
It's okay. I was done.
Thank God.
He says with no bitterness whatsoever.
I think it's
really
cute that your cat got the mice because it's such an old-fashioned thing. It's so old-timey. You know what I mean?
I didn't find it cute. I appreciate it, and I have a new respect for her. But I didn't find it cute because for weeks, and really up to now, like anytime she will run up from the basement and then jump on my lap, I'm always afraid she's going to like drop a dead mouse on me. And that's not fun. That's not cute.
So, Rach and Andrew, do your cats like ever cause trouble? Like, do they ever like
yes.
do things? Like, what do they do?
She loves to knock things up. So, my cat is a little bit like Chris. Doesn't understand the difference between good and bad attention. So, she thinks the way.
And she knocks a lot of
Shots
things
fired.
Over.
And she knocks a lot of things on the ground. So, she thinks to get our attention. what the right thing to do is to like knock stuff off because that gets our attention. That makes us go, stop it. What are you doing? She doesn't understand that that's bad. So a lot of times it'll be like, all right, let's get her a treat so we can get her to go into this room behind closed doors and we can close the door on her and she can just leave us alone for a couple minutes. So in her mind, honestly, she thinks, hey, if I knock this stuff over, I get a treat.
That's your fault.
You know
it
what?
Is.
We
it
could,
is.
We could do a segment where we have all these quotes and the question, the segment is, was it said to Ranji or to Andrew's cat. And it'd be hard to tell. Like, stop it. Ow. Stop.
You know
don't
what?
Do that.
This Bad kitty.
This clown walks into the office every morning, and Amy and I are working on trying to get the show put together, and he gets pissed if we're not paying attention to him.
Yeah.
He does.
Why are you looking at me?
Because you can back me up on this. You know what he's like.
I feel like
because you're
Chris
the one they
and
need
Andrew
to convince
more
because they know
than
you're
they
lying.
Like to admit to themselves.
Yeah.
I think
know
you guys
lying.
That's why you guys clash.
Yes.
You think what?
I think you guys both have the attention thing going on. I think you're more alike than you'd like to admit.
I think Andrew has it way worse than me. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't even know what you to need, say to that.
You walk in and you go, why haven't you paid tribute to me yet?
Why haven't you? That's an excellent question, and you should ask yourself that a little more often.
Rach, you just got the reaction from them that Dr. Melfi got from Tony Soprano almost every week.
Oh!
Rachel knows what this clown's like.
Easy with the C word.
Whoa.
That's the okay C word.
I don't want to get dragged into this.
That's uncalled for.
I think Rachel hit the nail on the head.
You know what, hold on.
They
you know what he does?
They are more like than they like to admit.
This is turning,
let me tell you what,
turning into therapy.
No, come on. Here's what Andrew does in the morning.
So he walks in. Amy and I are trying to get things together, trying to get
the show together. Well, you're hitting her in the face with a beach ball.
That is true. You hit me in the face with a beach ball.
But here's what happened.
He said he didn't know how strong he was.
This is like couples therapy.
I am strong like bull. Andrew walks in. He sits down in his chair. Andrew sits down in his chair, and he just goes.
And then he goes.
Like, yes, Andrew, what is it? What's going on, Andrew? Now let's focus on you.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how you many do it days in a row mm-hmm. a show can be especially difficult before it's just how the show is.
It's a hard show.
Oh, so you come in and you want to talk about the DGS to them.
Yeah. And how hard it is. Well,
and what he's going through.
Yeah.
I just want to tell them that I got a lot going on because they want to bother me about stuff. And I'm trying to make it clear to them, hey.
Like, we want to bother you.
I'm busy. I got things.
Wow.
Well, to answer your question about my cat, she's a perfect little angel. She never does anything wrong. Can I just ask one thing?
Yeah, that's what Rachel says.
If we're always bothering Andrew, then why does he always admit that his advice is unsolicited?
Because you need it. I can hear you guys talking and you need it.
All right, let's go to break.
DGS on a Friday. Dave out today. He'll be back next week. Andrew, what are you a prude about? You're being a prude about something?
Yeah. All right. So I've been seeing this thing. It's happened to me a couple times in stores over the, like, stores or establishments where you receive a service or something like that. Just like a place where I'm, like, a guest.
Don't say it like that.
I don't know how else.
Establishments where you receive a service?
You being a prude, right? Yeah, yeah, you know just, when I'm receiving a service.
I feel like he just defined a store for us.
Well,
so a store, it's a place where you go and you get a service.
Well, one of them was a store, one of them was a place. I don't want to ID the place.
Okay.
And I've only been to one of these places in the past 7 months, so I didn't want to, like, ID them too
hard. That's fine.
But how do you guys feel about employees at the place where you are receiving a service of some sort?
Oh, my gosh, stop!
How do you feel about those people cussing? And I mean a lot of times, like, really cussing. Like, maybe cussing to each other, or they're on the phone with somebody cussing. Because I cuss a lot.
I think it depends on the place that you're at. Like, if it's a... If I'm at a, I don't know, liquor store, well, no, I don't care. Mm-hmm. But, like, if I'm at, you know, the family grocery store, maybe that's a bit
like,
of a
like, are you
thing.
Saying, like, do you want blank in paper or plastic? Like that?
They're not cussing like, to each other.
Not, like, cussing at you, but they're, like, cussing loudly in the establishment.
Can you say what type
each other?
Of place it is?
The industry.
No, it's not a place where you would want to hear. It's not like a liquor store.
Is it a family type place?
Yeah.
Like where you might see kids.
Oh
and
yeah, yeah, yeah. There's absolutely
bad
kids
words
there.
In liquor stores.
Like, it was at a grade school,
church.
It was. It's a place where kids would go. It's a family establishment.
Discovery okay. Zone.
It's unprofessional.
Then it's bad.
I don't know why you're trying to
Chuck
guess
E. Cheese.
Where it is.
Chuck
I'm not telling you where it is.
I don't think you're a prude for not being okay
no.
with that.
No,
but I felt like a bit of a hypocrite almost because I swear a lot, but it. It's hearing it in the context of, like, I don't know, like, don't do
receiving
it in front
a
of
service.
Me. Yeah, of receiving a service. Don't do it in front of me.
Rach gets the W.